SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. The desperate search continues for the 84-year-old kidnapped mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie.
The Arizona sheriff investigating the kidnapping of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy, told the AP Friday he has concerns about the 84-year-old's health as her family waits for proof of life.
Her conditions, I would imagine, are worsening day by day. She requires medication. And I have no way of knowing whether they're getting that medication to her.
She's said to have a pacemaker, high blood pressure, and heart issues. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. and Russian negotiators have discussed their expired nuclear pact.
The START treaty, dating back to the Cold War, expired this week, leaving no caps on the two largest atomic arsenals for the first time in decades. The lack of an agreement has fueled fears of an unconstrained nuclear arms race. President Trump says he wants a modernized pact instead of extending the old one, which he claims was badly negotiated by the United States. And he wants China to be a part of a new agreement, again accusing Beijing of covert nuclear tests. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist Steve Moore believes Kevin Warsh will be an excellent chairman of the Federal Reserve.
He is going to bring a new philosophy to the Fed. He is going to bring that inflation rate down to the target of less than 2%. I think we're good. The most important thing, I know monetary policy is boring, but the most important thing is this. We need to retain our status as the dollar, as the world reserve currency. And I know that that's exactly what Kevin Warsh will do.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Amazon sales surged 14% during the fourth quarter. This is SRN News. Another hospital gets out of the transgender business.
This one is in Washington State. Officials at MultiCare Mary Bridge Hospital have announced they will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children nor perform surgeries on them in order to help them live as the opposite sex. MultiCare joins a growing list of hospitals that are getting out of the transgender business under threat from the Trump administration. The president has vowed to cut federal funding to any facility that promotes transgenderism to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversies over sexuality and theology in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some leaders of a conservative coalition say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. But how many church provinces go along with the rupture remains to be seen. Some of the Communion's largest and fastest growing churches in Africa belong to GAFCON. This is SRN News. We now know the identities of the two crew members killed aboard a helicopter assisting police in Arizona.
Arizona Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Jeffrey Glover.
The Department of Public Safety Aviation Unit suffered the tragic loss of trooper paramedic Hunter R. Bennett.
Bennett was the top graduate of his 2023 Arizona Law Enforcement Academy class and was married to his high school sweetheart.
And aviation supervisor pilot Robert B. Skanky.
Skanky was a U.S. Marine veteran, married, with four children. As to the cause of the crash,
it would be just really irresponsible for us to speculate at this time. We have to allow for NTSB to conduct their investigation.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Telehealth company Hims & Hers said Thursday it will launch a cheaper, off-brand version of the weight loss pill, Wegovy. More details at srnnews.com.